Hey, hey. What up? Yo, welcome to the Lady Gaga themed first episode of Going Gold, the pop culture, new music, and entertainment podcast. My name is Jake.
I'm Caitlin.
Lida.
And Emily.
You know what that just reminded me of? Have you seen the Lush video where they're all like, "I'm Katrina, I'm Hugh,
yes.
And I'm Andrew," and they're like, "This is what Lush employees are like when
I felt like we were a cheerleading then. Squad.
I'm Stacy.
I'm Amber.
It's Lida.
Kiki.
Woo woo. Well, welcome, you guys. We're gonna talk about mostly Lady Gaga, cause let's be real, we love her, right? I actually want to mention this story because this is kind of what inspired me to do this. Me and Lida and Caitlin were off at a bar during Pride, and we saw Lady Gaga's music video for Bad Romance come on the TV. Mm-hmm. And we, every single one of us, was legitimately mesmerized by the beauty of Bad Romance.
I couldn't even dance. I was just watching the
No,
video.
We stood still. The whole room was going apeshit, and we were just captured by the gorgeousness and creativity of Lady Gaga.
Which is absolutely her essence, and what makes her her, you know what I mean?
So true, so true.
Yeah, so just going forward, today we're going to talk about Kalani. Her new album came out Friday. We are also going to talk about our new music, our new artist of the week. I don't know what you're saying, but let's go. And then we're also going to move on to Lady Gaga's Super Bowl performance next Sunday. We're really excited about that.
So pumped.
That's all I want to watch.
That's all you want to watch.
I couldn't care less about the football.
So to get it started, I want to hear from each of you. We have a little game going. We are going to create the set list of what we think Lady Gaga's Super Bowl performance will be.
I'm so prepared.
I think mine's perfect, honestly.
I think it's kind of easy. I think it'll just be her biggest hits, right?
No.
I put a lot of thought into this.
For me, it's going to be about politics because we're in such a polarized environment right now, and she is such a political activist. So for me, I think she's going to be saying something with her song choices.
There's definitely going to be an underlying message.
I could not agree more with that. And did you actually hear that NFL told her, "Don't you dare talk about politics during this performance"?
I'm sure they told Janet Jackson not to put her nipple out, but.
But I mean, hey, that was Justin's choice, in my opinion. He wanted her naked by the end of that song.
It's hard to know.
What a baller.
What a baller. Okay, well, I'll go first, okay? And I'm going to put a little reasoning behind my set list. So the performance usually goes about 12 minutes. And they mention about 5 songs within the entire performance, okay? So the first song, of course, is Just Dance, her first hit. We got to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
The world gets turned. Right. I get turned, okay?
So true.
So, I mean, do you guys agree with that first choice?
Absolutely. I disagree. I don't think that's going to be what she's going to start off
you
with.
You could not be more wrong.
Do you think she's going to do new shit?
I think she's going to start off with John Wayne. That song is bumping and it's fun. And she did it at the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show and the ladies were feeling it.
The party is bumping, bumping. You want that to be your Super Bowl performance?
The party is bumping, bumping?
You don't know that hot track from the early 2000s?
Oh, I mean, I do, but I thought we were talking about Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I didn't mean to get off track. How inappropriate
okay,
of me.
But it's really funny that you said that, Jake, just like you did, because I was out with some friends last night, and I told him I was doing this today. And as soon as I told her, she said the same thing. She, hey, girl, you know she's going to kind of ba 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 ba. And she's going to go cray. And
thank
she
you.
Said the same thing, like literally mirrored you. Like So I'm with you guys. I'm absolutely with you guys. It's going to be the first thing.
So you I need you to hold on to that point, really.
What do you think she's going to
say? I thought it was going to be Million Reasons just because I Googled and that's her number one right now.
It's too slow. I have it on. No, I don't have it on my list. I think it's a really good song, but it's too like.
Hey, I actually think
really
she will.
It's an acoustic song, you know?
I think there will be a point in the show she slows it down.
And does Million Reasons.
And I think it will be Million Reasons.
Absolutely.
That's what I put as my number 5. But I'm also a little bit iffy about it because not many people know it. It's
kind of
got
to.
Do you? Okay, tell me what you think.
Well, because she's done a lot of acoustic covers of that song, and it's been like really popular, and people I think have really been liking it because you can really hear her voice. Like, even one of my teachers this semester was like, did you guys know Lady Gaga could sing? I heard that song doing acoustic. And I was like, look at you go.
What type of dumbass question is that?
Well, he's dumb.
Did you know Lady Gaga could sing?
I know.
This is exactly what I thought about when Caitlin said.
I almost flipped my desk over, and I was like, of course I know she can
sing. When Caitlin just said, the party's going to open, this is a fake audio of what they think her Super Bowl will sound like. Are you guys ready for this?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Tell them how you feel, girls.
Okay, yes. So you cheated before you said
no, I did not.
He cheated. He absolutely cheated.
Can you see this happening next Sunday?
He did his research,
yeah.
Ladies.
But you still
I can absolutely see this. I'm getting goosebumps.
You're about to hear her. Ready? Well, just wait. Do you remember the first time you heard this song?
No, I do, girl.
Do you?
Yeah.
Where were you? You don't. Nice lie, though. Thanks.
I was sitting in my car. It came on the radio. I pulled over and was in shock and in awe of the
At the
song.
End of the day, we were probably on the way to swim practice.
Honestly, yeah,
I feel
were.
Like you weren't driving at that point when the
no,
song
we were.
Came out.
We were driving. We were driving, yeah.
I was not. I was actually in eighth grade.
What?
I remember exactly where I was when I first heard Just
Oh,
Hit.
Yeah, okay, so then we were.
Well, we might have been, though.
Fun fact about me, though, is I remember where I am and what I'm doing the first time I hear any song.
That's really? Really awesome.
That
I
is
remember,
that
like,
is my special
where
talent.
I first heard it, like, I always associate Superpower. Songs with like a certain event in my life. Like,
a memory.
If it'll come on, I'll be like, oh my god, and I get like a flashback.
And that's what makes it like an iconic, revolutionary song. Everybody has a great memory with that song. Yeah. I mean, who else will tell you to just fucking dance?
Just dance. Just dance.
Just dance.
I loved
bitch.
The video.
Ellen.
Okay, well,
she would tell you to just
can
dance.
She sing it like that?
Probably.
I don't
Ellen's
know. I'll ask her next time I talk to her.
Okay, going back to the set list, though. Mm-hmm. I obviously said she's going to put Bad Romance on there and
same.
Poker Face.
Same.
Let's be real.
I did not include Bad Romance.
Really?
Okay, because I was actually reading an article recently, and they said Lady Gaga to perform Bad Romance at the Super Bowl. I was
so
like,
you
no shit.
A lot.
I was like, what a useless article.
So...
So you really
instead,
did cheat, cheat a lot.
Instead,
hey, I did a little research.
Googled.
Don't get upset
bad,
with me.
I didn't Google
instead
anything.
Of Bad Romance.
This is from my heart.
I chose Teeth because, okay, your face, Jake.
She can't do
your
teeth.
Face.
The song is about oral sex. She can't do teeth at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but
is
I feel
it though?
Like,
yeah.
I feel like she's going to do teeth because it's so passionate and she's so passionately against like, what's going on like politically. And I feel like it's going to be like, I want to bite your you know, off with my, you know, and she's going to sing it directed towards you know who.
You know what? I'm really into how much passion you just put behind that.
She
so
has a lot of reasoning for it.
I
yeah.
think she may fucking do it because right. of what you just said.
Absolutely.
It's a have political time. Show me, your teeth.
Right.
Show
right.
me your teeth.
Show me your teeth, motherfucker.
Like talk about, talk about power, demand. We're Women's March was last weekend.
Right.
We're in a political heavy world right
and
now.
And this woman is someone who goes out and she hands things out. She spends her time as an activist for the homeless. I've seen videos of it. Like, how cool is that? Like, she, you know, gives the homeless people what they need from Gap and, like, promotes that kind of behavior. And, like, that's why I love her. Really.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Okay. What else did you guys put?
I have a mic drop kind of
on that,
suggestion.
On what she just
yeah,
said.
Yeah. I think she's going to come out with Telephone. Stage doors are going to blow open. Beyonce.
Are you giving a little leak into who you think the special guest will be?
No, that's
Beyonce's
not my special
be
guest.
Special guest.
Well, they did Telephone together, so I think Beyonce
I know,
is just going to
come out
of the
Beyonce did the Super Bowl last year.
She
just,
can do two Super Bowls.
You think
she's Beyonce.
Be
she's the queen.
She's if she's on this Sunday, that will be her third Super Bowl performance.
She's amazing.
I think that is a great idea. I think the Super Bowl loves her. I think it's a little overkill, but I don't think Beyonce's overkill.
No,
do you know what I mean?
Beyonce can never be overkill. That's why I'm saying she's going to be in the Super Bowl.
But what is funny
or
is the listeners don't know
she's
this.
Always with me in spirit.
But we're also going to try and guess who the special guest is. Mm. And I want to say next week, when the actual set list comes out, We are going to see who is the most accurate based on this recording today.
And we'll get back together and we'll discuss and then move on to different topics, but we'll touch back and on then, this one.
Hell yes, girl. We're going to work on new pop culture.
So wait, one more thing, because you were talking about the set list. Can I add something?
Yeah, give me, if we've missed anybody's songs, give it now.
Okay, so I wrote down Born This Way.
Yeah, I wrote down Born This Way.
It's so inspirational. She talks about her past experiences as like a young girl, and then you see her up at the stage being such a powerful woman, and especially with like what's going on with the women's marches and stuff. And so, yeah, Born This Way is really inspirational.
I think at this time, it's really inspirational to people.
Especially, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, with what everything that's going on politically, like, you know, there's a lot of negativity and stuff like that. So I think this song is really
such a positive message.
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys are so
on the Super Bowl, like singing that out there.
They thought about this.
You were saying I did a lot of research. They completely came with an entire argument that they could
have
provided in court.
An outline. It's an MLA
format. Did you guys
format.
Not have a research paper? That's so.
I actually just wrote down like three numbers.
Wait, I have
it in my head.
I wrote this down on the drive over.
I have something to admit. So
okay, go ahead.
I was rolling down 400 on the way here, and I'm going 85 miles an hour in the fast lane, right? And I.
This sounds like the beginning of a pop song already.
If there are cops listening, just disregard that last statement. Thank you.
And if you're hot, give me your number. anyways, so it was really funny because I had some songs written down, and I wanted to kind of like go in on the political facts. So I just looked up like Lady Gaga and like recent political statements and stuff like that. And like I'm going like 85 miles down
you're
the fucking road.
You're doing this while you're driving?
Yeah, dude. Good. And that's my confession for the day. You know what I mean?
These like, are my confessions.
Yeah, you gotta get in what you gotta get in when you gotta get it in. And if I had wrecked my car, it would have been worth it.
Okay,
but not
work.
Really. I'm gonna knock on some wood.
Okay, well, you know, the great statement. Don't really know where you're going with that too much.
Either. But I lost my train of thought.
But going on the last song I have for everybody, I think she's going to kill it with Perfect Illusion.
Same. I have it on
because
there.
She's been playing it a lot in these Super Bowl halftime show ads by Pepsi. And we're about to hear it.
Are we sponsored by Pepsi?
We are actually sponsored by
as I'm drinking Coke Zero. Texas.
You can't
America's game welcomes an international superstar.
Are you guys turned already?
I feel it.
This just gets me like, I don't know if there's a better time of year for Jake.
This would be a really good one. I have it on my list too.
It's the Pepsi Zero Sugar Super Bowl halftime show.
Look at her.
Featuring Lady. I did really like the video for this.
It wasn't love. Perfect Illusion.
I can't wait to see what she wears.
Oh, I think that's going
to
be probably
I'm
70%
so
of the performance.
To see what she wears. I'm expecting like at least three costume changes.
And what she does with her hair.
I hope old Lady Gaga comes back. Because she's been so raw,
like
so stripped down. I hope she's covered in the Steve McQueen
shit. Well,
that's
what I was trying to decide. If she's going to go with the more like Joanne look and do like the natural, which I think she looks gorgeous.
She can switch it up. Bring
I
it on for a little bit.
She looks gorgeous, but like I loved her old style with just the crazy textures and just like totally
meat.
Off the top. Yeah, the meat that's dress, maybe not.
Gotta bring up the meat dress, y'all.
Okay, maybe like not the meat dress.
Maybe like not, but like everything else I was feeling.
Yeah, I think we have a vegetarian
that
in the room.
She was iconic,
so
though.
That was so true.
When I think Lady Gaga's style, the first thing other than her crazy hats, I think about when she was wearing meat.
I think PETA would charge the stadium. It would get ugly.
That's so true, they would.
I actually don't think football fans would be offended. I think everybody watching at home would have been like,
it would be the PETA.
Animals.
Yeah, it would be PETA coming in.
Yeah, PETA. PETA would.
Yeah, PETA be pissed.
Yeah, I mean, and I think Gaga's way past that.
I
but you're right.
Is.
You're right. You know what outfit
I think of? I think of that white one that she wore with that crazy tall hat.
I love
like
that
veil
one.
Over
and it covered
like
her face
yeah.
at the MTV Movie
I
Awards.
I loved that one.
Great
that
look. Did you know she did four looks that night and all were iconic?
Everything she wears
Excuse
is
me,
iconic.
Excuse me, iconic. Yes, yes. I keep mispronouncing everything. It's so weird.
Do you think when she arrives, she's going to arrive in a giant football like she did with a giant egg?
Do you remember when Katy Perry arrived on a fucking lion?
Well, it's going to be a football because it's more relevant because it's a Super Bowl.
I know, but what if she arrived on Joanne?
Her aunt?
Mic drop.
That was so
the whole room got silent. They were like, the fuck did he just say?
I had to think it through.
Okay, well, awesome. Does anybody have any last songs?
I said A.O.
Ooh, okay. You're using a lot from her new album.
I think her new album's really good, and I think she's really trying to push it. I mean, she's got a lot of the slower songs, but then she does still have some, like, you know, pop fun ones.
And I agree.
I think Ayo is a fun one. She performed that on SNL.
You know, this
and
is...
And it was really good.
This
she
is
had
like,
a lot of, like...
Like, body movement.
Body thrusting.
What's the stuff that, like, hangs off you and when you shake it, like...
This is kind of horrible for me to say, but I feel like the album Joanne was very made for, like, middle Americans. Does that make sense? I did not
see... Middle class Americans?
No, middle America Americans. White people.
White people. I thought you were just talking about
I didn't see any R&B or hip hop influence in it like I've seen in previous albums.
No,
and
she was definitely going more with the country feel.
You're right. But
But she still had a lot of poppy songs.
You're right.
Perfect Illusion, that's pretty poppy. Ayo, also pretty poppy. John Wayne is got country,
it's
but
pretty
it's
rock in my opinion.
Pretty like, yeah.
There's really no telling why she went that direction. Like if you look at her like musical inspiration, the list like it's all over the damn place, like her musical inspirations.
Maybe at the end of her career, she can sit there and say, I made an album in nearly every genre. She's hit jazz. She's hit pop.
I mean, why not? If you can do it, do it.
Hell yeah. I completely agree. Do you have any last songs, Emily?
That's all I had was, I mean, everybody else hit everything. Poker Face, I think, is definitely going to make a throwback
absolutely,
appearance.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, work. So now that we're done with Lady Gaga, we're going to miss you, Googie, and we're gonna come back to you next Sunday and we're gonna see who the hell got the most right. My bet's on Caitlin.
Hey,
with that teeth. No, I'm just kidding.
Light
up. That was her clamming her teeth together. That was pretty good.
I hope that picks up.
So we're gonna move on to my suggestion for new artists. This segment's called Move Bitch. It's time for a new artist.
Oh, I love it.
Move, bitch. It's time for a new artist. It's time for a new artist. It's time for a new artist. Move, bitch. It's time for a new artist. It's time for a new artist. This is only my segment. I see Lyda getting confused as fuck.
I was like, where
this
was
this is only
I was
for
like,
me.
You gave us homework and like this wasn't in it.
I know. So, like, this is only a segment for me.
I got sweaty.
I know. You guys.
Right? Like,
well, I did.
Your
okay.
Can I go take a potty break now?
You guys, I need everyone to calm down. I did this because if we all played like 60 seconds of a song, we'd be sitting here for like an hour and a half at least.
Or 4 minutes because there's four of us.
So true, okay, Emily. Thank you for your math.
Okay, yep. Well, I want to introduce everybody.
Emily.
I want to introduce everybody to an artist named Alma. Her name is A-L-M-A.
Yes, I saw her on G-Eazy's Instagram.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Her new song called Dye Your Hair is amazing. Yeah. Excuse me, Dye My Hair.
We know. Yeah. Did you guys not do the home? No. You didn't
it's
do
fine.
The homework.
It's okay. Fine. We're really excited.
She did her research through G-Eazy.
I actually follow her personal page on Instagram and have for a few years now.
How do you spell her name?
She's calling me.
Alma?
Hey, Alma?
Didn't you just spell
girl?
It for
no,
everybody?
No, can you spell her name since you know her so well?
Thank you, Lyda.
Oh, I'm glad you spelled it right, Lyda.
Yeah, because we've been following her for years.
I hate it when you guys fight.
Okay, but what I want to get to is her new song is called Dye My Hair. I think it's a great summer song.
Just dyed my hair.
Did you really?
Yeah, me too.
This is so relevant for you, Lyda girl. It's really poppy. It's got this electro island feel, and I think it's a good hybrid. Her voice is nice and raspy. And here is Dye My Hair. I want you guys to flip your hair when the chorus comes, okay?
Fuck yeah, I can do anything you want, Jake.
I'm not that kind of girl to keep my voice unheard, to carefully pick words, oh no. I'm not that kind of girl to easily get hurt, no bullets fit my shot. But there's something in the way I act around you, trying to turn your head.
Flip your hair. Flip your hair. Break it down. Nothing that I wouldn't do. Okay, what did you guys think of it?
Oh my god.
It was fun as hell, right?
It's fun. It's It's, I had my hair up in a bun. It's and down. Now it's all over the place. It's down. I just let my hair down for
now,
that.
Now, Caitlin, you're into guys. Would you dye your hair for a guy?
So actually, it's funny because I'm normally blonde, and I had a disaster last week, and now my hair is a weird brown color. So weird. I'm moving back to being blonde, and so if a guy wanted me to dye it purple, for an example, no way.
But you would definitely dye it the same color your hair already is for a man.
Yeah, if it was already blonde and they wanted me to be blonde, I'd be
do
like,
you guys
okay,
think
cool.
This is a cute gesture to be like, hey, I'm cute, I'm in love with you. Yeah,
I don't think it's a cute gesture.
No,
it's like losing independence.
Yeah.
Huh?
Don't do anything.
Either way, it's a good song, right?
It's a good song.
It's a cute song, fun beat, but like in terms of like the message, like mm-mm.
And like I don't know what kind of hair type she is, because if she's
I'm thinking
same...
that she has like dark hair, and he's like, oh, I only date blondes.
Please describe for everybody what she looks
okay.
like.
Okay,
so she's got a lot going on. She has lime green hair, and yeah, she's got like you know like yeah.
She looks like she'd dye her hair gorgeous, for just about anybody.
I
but
think
the song was cool.
I think she's got this dope vibe. She like Lyda said, she got this cool leather jacket. Her hair is a neon green. I mean crayon.
Yeah, no, it's like crayon.
And
it's
a black hat. And she's kind of like, hey, I'm popping it.
I feel like she's not actually the kind of girl that would dye her hair blonde.
I completely agree. And that's the first thing I thought of
I feel
when
like
I saw
if
the
a guy
video.
Was like, oh, I only date blondes. She'd be like, cool, I'm green.
I'm green. A double D double dye. But okay, well, I'm glad you guys like that. Maybe the people listening will give it a listen. Maybe a download. Who knows? But I also want to move on to an artist I'm really enjoying right now. Her name's Kalani. Have you guys heard of her?
No.
Would you? What's her name?
Her name's Kalani. K-E-H-L-A-N-I. Her album just dropped this week, and a lot of people are talking about it, actually.
Yeah, that's the girl who I saw on G-Eazy's Instagram. I thought it was
okay.
Okay, so who did you actually see on G-Eazy's Instagram page?
So what is the real story?
I feel like you didn't see anyone.
I'm going to pull this up. Hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I bet.
It's funny because G-Eazy just texted me, and he said, you're lying.
Okay, never make fun.
Okay.
We'll be together.
Whether or not you did see Hillary Duff on every Instagram post is perfectly fine. But Kalani is a new up-and-coming R&B artist. She's been on the scene for a long time, but now she's getting a lot of recognition. Ah, you got it.
I did.
She's showing me G-Eazy's Instagram post. But she is amazing. Her new album, Sweet Sexy Savage, is to die for. It's the first album of 2017 I've been really in love with. It's got this incredible R&B pop vibe. Her voice is just vibrates right off the track. It's so glamorous. And she actually got her start from American Idol.
Really?
Yeah. And she didn't
Did
go
she
that.
Did she win American Idol?
No, she didn't get that high up into
that
American Idol.
That happens with a lot of people. They get pulled off the middle. Like people will find them and pull them off. And...
yeah, so Caitlin, sorry, I'm actually going to play a song by Kalani.
Sorry, I'm downloading it right now because Jake's music taste is so on point. So I'm actually on my phone.
Oh my God, thanks, Boo. Definitely give it a listen. It took me a second for it to grow on me, but the album is to die for. And I'm actually about to play you guys one of my favorite songs by her at the moment. It's called Get Like by Kalani. But what I want to do first is Kalani, at the beginning of each song, has a dialogue from a female. And I want me and Caitlin to recite the dialogue at the beginning of this song. So I made a little script for Caitlin, and you and I are going to read it.
Okay. Bad
are you
time.
Ready for
yeah.
this?
Good time.
Good time.
Good time.
Good timing?
Yeah, good timing, because I was totally paying attention to that
whole
thing.
Okay,
you're ready.
I want you to open the script and tell me what the title of the script is.
Okay, so opening the script, Oscar award-winning script.
Yes. So I need you to read this with so much emotion and heart. Do you understand that?
Okay, so when am I going to start reading it?
Right now.
The only person in the whole entire world.
Ever?
Ever.
The only person in the whole world.
Ever?
Ever.
This is Kalani, Get Like.
That's like a clarinet.
Twerk it. I'm shy, yeah. Yo, what did you guys think of that? What a bounce, what a jam. That is my
when
new favorite.
When I hear that song, I literally think of you.
Do you? It's so fucking happy.
It's so twerkable.
Do you guys feel it?
I feel it.
Or do you ever feel that way about a man? You're the only one that makes me get like, what about you with Connor, Lida?
What's the question?
The question exactly is, ain't nobody else make me feel like you the only one that make me get like. Is that
like
how
that
you feel?
Would
you say that's a true statement
I'm
you would
not
say?
I'm sure what get like me.
What did you just say?
I said I feel like that every time I pass
you
a McDonald's.
You the only one that make me get like.
Yeah. Get like what?
Get like.
Get like. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We feel that.
Like is whatever you want it to be, but it's not that.
It's not that.
No.
Yeah, mm-mm. No, we feel that, definitely.
So I'm glad you guys were really into that song, and I'm glad it reminded you of me.
It did.
It's my new favorite song off that album, but let's be real, the rest of the album's popping as hella. Okay, you know what I missed earlier in the show?
What's that?
What our guesses were for Lady Gaga's surprise performer.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Oh. Okay, I have...
I lost sleep over this question.
Okay, I want... us to go I want us to go round robin and then we're gonna see who thinks theirs is the most credible. Mine I think is The Weeknd. What about you, Emily?
I love interesting. That interesting choice.
I of course went sarcastic with this and I said the entire American Horror Story hotel should be all of her guests.
You know, she released an Instagram post that said only families up on stage. So that would be perfect.
Yeah. See that Instagram. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Lida?
I had a lot of trouble with this one.
Wow. So talk me through your trouble.
Well, I was unsure because it's like the show could either go in two directions. It's either going to go with her new stuff, which is more like country based. So if she does that, maybe she's going to have like an old, like, you know, iconic country singer with her. Or if she goes with her more poppy route, then it might be, you know, some super famous pop star. So I couldn't figure it out.
You just came to an internal conflict you couldn't solve.
I did.
I'm so sorry about that. What about you, Caitlin?
So my guess would either be like an old white man, like that used to be like really popular.
That was my
like
guess.
Like Elton John or something. Or.
Oh, that's actually, she's performed with him at the Grammys.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Mm. So, but I also think at the same time that she's going to go with a rap artist actually. Mm. And my guess, are you guys ready for this? Migos.
Oh yeah. His album's Bad number one right now.
Cooking under the Uzi.
Wow. What an incredible cover that we're hearing as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
you got me bad and bougie, bitch.
But I stay bad and bougie, and so I really connect on a spiritual level to that song.
I'm so glad. Yeah. So I mean, what great options we just got. I mean, so like, who do you think would like actually be the special guest?
The Weeknd.
I agree.
I think The Weeknd was really good.
The Weeknd,
really, really great choice.
You said it.
I couldn't agree more with you. Like, I think like that's a great. I also think maybe like Hillary Duff.
Fingers crossed.
I mean, talk about the most explosive. Diarrhea special guest you've ever gotten.
Diarrhea? What did you just say?
Such an incredible special guest. People would never
would
stop
come
talking.
Out singing her song from like the Lizzie McGuire movie.
When and
hey
Rome.
Now, hey now.
This is what
this
political
is what
dreams are made of.
That's what I see happen.
I completely agree.
Hey, hey, hey.
So now we're about to move on to a really fun segment of the show. We are going to do trivia with my girl Caitlin and my girl Lida, and we're gonna see how they do. This is trivia about really,
really. Do we have a buzzer?
I have Jeopardy music. I came fucking prepared.
Okay, I can work with that.
Can you work with that?
Yeah, I can work.
And are you ready for this wrath?
I'm actually gonna get Emily to do the if they get it wrong.
Like with my voice.
With your voice,
oh,
yes.
Good.
And you're then I'm gonna get you to. And then I'm gonna get you to do the. I'm gonna get you to do the. If they get it right. Can I hear one of each?
I gotta go stretch. Hold on. Ding. And
it's really good. Really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll do.
That was tough.
That was great.
I need to work on it.
It's all good. Okay. Does anybody want to guess what this trivia is called? It's about
pop culture trivia.
Nice. Good guess. Okay. Oh, my God.
Gold.
You actually
pop
got
right?
it. No, that wasn't right. Oh the clue God. Is It is all about famous women in the music industry. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I want to hear your guesses.
What?
That wasn't a trivia question, so you're all good.
Okay, you guys are already getting this.
You guys are, yeah, you guys are doing great.
I didn't understand if it was a question.
What do you think the name of this trivia is? It's very special, and I'm also a little bit delaying because the music wasn't ready.
Okay, cool. I would guess it would be powerful women in music.
No, we're naming a woman, right?
No, you don't have to name a woman. No. Just think of like what's a really like creative, fun way to introduce this trivia game.
Powerful women trivia?
I said that.
Well, it was kind of different.
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Oh, this is
you guys are gonna is you guys Hillary are gonna Duff? Get it the second you hear it.
Is this the Hillary Duff segment?
You might know it. Who's That Girl trivia with Lyda and Caitlin. We're about to get started. We got Hillary Duff introducing us. What a good segment. Okay, are you guys ready? I got Emily ready with the ding and the Are you ready?
Please don't get this wrong because I never want to make that buzzer sound again.
Okay, so there's four questions.
Lyda
one question.
My phone away, so
Caitlin
I
was
Google
trying
it.
To cheat. So
I wasn't trying to cheat.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I thought we were playing trivia.
I'm ready.
Okay, so I've got four questions, two each, and then a tiebreaker if you guys just do phenomenal and know it, okay?
Hostility.
Yeah,
Emily, can you describe the scene that's going on across the table?
Oh, hostility. Of course, Jake. Well, right now we have Caitlin grinding the air, and the table and the wall.
Do you guys
want to
shit talk each other a little bit? Give each other a little competition?
Okay, yeah, I'll do it. Lyda, you're going down, bitch. I mean, I pretty much trained my whole life for this, and this is all my dreams, and my mama told me that I would definitely win tonight, and my mama said my dreams are going to come true, so fuck you.
Watch your fucking mouth, bitch. Oh. Who the fuck do you think you are coming on my fucking podcast cussing up a fucking storm?
Yes.
My mama said that I should follow my dreams.
Nice.
I'm just really excited to be here today. Thank you so much for having me. And I can't wait.
I'm going to crush you, bitch.
Yay.
Okay. Who's That Girl trivia?
Who's that girl?
Okay. Number one. This one's for you, Caitlin. Okay.
Whatever.
Name the pop queen who has sold the most number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100 behind Mariah Carey. Some would pronounce it Maria Corey.
Right.
Wait, don't give me your answer just yet. Don't give
me
an answer just yet.
How long do we get per question?
You get 30 solid Jeopardy seconds.
Okay,
and then
I feel like she's already had 30 seconds.
Talk us through what you think this might be.
So, all right. So Mariah Carey would be first. Is that what you're telling me?
She has the most number one singles.
Okay, so I'm thinking either Rihanna or Beyonce. And I love Rihanna. And I think it is probably definitely Rihanna.
I'm like really shocked right now. Do you want to give?
Did she get it right?
Well, you gotta.
I didn't pay attention.
You gotta do the.
I was teaming up to the Jeopardy music.
Yo, Caitlin, you fucked that shit up. It's Rihanna, girl. She has 13 number one singles behind Mariah Carey's 18.
Do you want to know a fun fact about me?
Always.
I actually have a matching tattoo with Rihanna because she's so inspirational to me.
Yo, I did not know who I was asking these powerful women.
Wow. That's a fun. Fact.
That actually didn't make any sense just now. Mm-hmm. So
that I had the magic. Oh, no, it didn't.
What I said. Okay, number two, Lyda, are you ready?
Super ready.
Super ready, girlfriend. Now, there's a clue in this one, so if you don't get it, that just makes you look a little more stupid.
Cool.
Okay, who is the diva who was seen canoodling in Italy this weekend with another top charting star boy?
I think I told you this last week.
I don't listen to you.
Yeah.
You have 10 seconds and talk us through what you're thinking.
Are we talking about?
You can't help each other.
Caitlin, do you want to be a competitor?
She's not helping you guys. Are we talking about? Is it that? Is that Bella chick that people like?
So the the time is up.
Gigi?
And I'm gonna need a final answer.
Selena Gomez.
Holy shit. Did you play that up for the crowd?
Is it really Selena Gomez?
It's fucking Selena Gomez. I want a nice, like, solid ding.
Ding!
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard a little crack in my
head. Yeah,
it
was
cool.
Okay.
I
thought it was dope, but then I remember we Caitlin, you're number three. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm so ready. One ready.
Which pop princess is making a return to the scene after 7 years away from the music with an old classic called Too Little, Too Late.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. The music.
To be honest with you guys, the only thing that's going through my mind is Iggy Azalea's butt right now, and I don't know why. So I'm going to go with Iggy Azalea, even though I know that's wrong, but
just want to get her
go under. Iggy.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You wrote these answers backwards?
Caitlin, is that your final answer?
Okay, my final answer is...
For the steal, Lyda.
For the steal. It's not Iggy, apparently.
Yeah, no, I knew it wasn't. She's not that recent. She's like...
Okay, let me repeat the question.
No, I know I got it. Too little, too late after 7 years of taking a siesta.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
siesta.
Yeah, we were listening.
Yeah, like I was listening. We're just don't know the answer. No, I know it. Give me a second. Give me like 1 second.
Okay.
You can't cheat.
Well, the music's over, so we like want it.
Took a break. Like, I mean, Adele took a break, but that wasn't that long of a break. Britney took a break, but...
Oh, and she had a breakdown.
She got over that.
Yeah. Which is really funny because I understand her breakdown now that I'm like an adult now.
Oh, yeah, 100% no, I've been on that Britney level like too many times. More.
I think I've been on that Britney level 0 times in my life.
Oh, wow, because really? You're so, Jake, you're so, so cool, calm, and collected. Yeah.
Thank you. I've never thrown an umbrella at a car.
I have like one speed bump and I'm like, get me an electric razor so I can shave my head.
I punch holes in walls.
Oh, yeah. We've
okay, well, I'm okay, sorry, anyways, but neither of you guys got it right.
It is Britney Spears.
Now, let's say I give you a little hint as yes. my vocals my right now.
Okay.
It's just a little too late.
Justin Timberlake.
Wow, you could not be more wrong.
So the segment's called Who's That Girl?
He can be very feminine.
A little too late, a little too late.
JoJo.
Work. Okay, so she stole that. But I
that
definitely
video.
Extended
that.
That
the one where she was like on the lockers?
Yes. No, that was Leave, Get Out Right Now. Oh, it's the end of You and Me.
Song.
Yeah.
I was looking at your answers and I was like, who's Ojoj? And then I realized.
I honestly, okay, I thought they were going to be a lot closer to me, so I encrypted them. And they're pretty hard to decrypt.
I was like, I know that answer is Jojo, but who's Ojoj?
Okay, Kate, I mean, Lyda,
so
this
that counts. I got
Lyda,
it right, right?
So you have 2 points right now. Caitlin, you have a big fat one.
Yeah, I have a big fat one. I'm proud of it.
Because she's okay. Number one.
There yeah, you go. Absolutely. Thanks, babe. Yeah, we're keeping it.
And I really like that steal. And no matter how many points you guys get, we're still going to do the tiebreaker because guess what? It's fun as fuck.
Okay. No, guess what? Because you took the time to write it, so you really want to ask us.
Yeah.
Okay, so number four. Name the female who is tied with Michael Jackson on the most number one songs on one album.
Mm. On one album?
Mm. This one's for Caitlin, by the way.
It was for me?
This was for me.
I think it's for Lyda.
Sorry, this one's for Lyda, by the way.
I was about to say, I was go like, this is... Okay, wait, so one
music
album?
There we go.
Which Michael Jackson album was it?
It was Thriller. Good question.
It was Thriller, okay.
Time up.
Okay. Any guess? It's a female.
Britney Spears?
Oh.
Beyonce, Queen B.
Oh God, yeah. Oh. I'm a little embarrassed for you guys.
I'm
gonna.
I'm gonna give them
a little hint, and I'm gonna give them the hint of my vocal cords again.
Perfect.
There we go.
Okay, thank you.
I know how much they help.
They do.
Okay.
They soothe me.
You make me feel like a teenage dream.
Joe, Katy Perry. I said first. I got
faster. Okay. What was the first one that you
Katy
said?
Katy Perry.
Yeah. So we're going to move into the tiebreaker round. Wow.
Yeah, because now we're tiebreakers because you have two and I have two. Because I said that first.
Just imagine this as more turnt music for games. Wow. Tiebreaker. Wow. So intense. Suspense. Okay. The tiebreaker is about probably the most inspiring female to date. She's changed the globe many times. Mm-hmm. That female is me. How many pets have I owned in my life?
How many pets have you owned in your life?
Yes.
I have owned...
I'm going to guess one.
No, how many pets
have you... Oh, how many pets have you...
Use your listening ears.
Oh, I was. All right. So how many pets have you owned?
Accurate.
One. This is your first dog.
That was my guess.
Actually,
you guys are getting along not well.
Do you want to guess too, Emily?
Oh, but I'm only good at like buzzers and dings.
You're not that good at the buzzer.
Yes. So guess with a buzzer or a ding.
Okay. Ding.
No, I've actually owned 3 dogs.
Damn it.
Yeah, and thank you for not declining that. I was the most inspiring woman today. That's sweet. Okay, so that is the end of Who's That Girl? Where's she from? No, she can't be the one. By Hilary Duff. I'm glad you guys like that trivia. Yeah, no, you guys seem pretty turnt.
I knew that awesome. Hilary Duff was going to be in this podcast, like, kind of a lot.
Did you know that?
Obviously.
So we're going to move on to our very last segment. Are you guys ready for this? This one's the one I'm most excited about. It has nothing to do with music. It has nothing to do with pop culture. And it has nothing to do with fucking entertainment.
I am ready for this.
I guess it's about Jake.
Thank you. Because guess what? Hopefully it will lead to me having a personal assistant one day. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I'm ready to apply.
So this segment is called... What are we calling this? Oh, sorry, I'm looking for my I didn't come up with a name. Wow. So this segment is a role play, and it is us making the weirdest request for our fictional personal assistant.
I have thought about this one. I thought about this all night.
And I want this to be a role play. So like I could be your assistant. I want you to give me a name and you give me the craziest request on earth.
Okay.
What is my name?
I'm blanking on names here. Tiffany?
Tiffany's I'm the assistant.
Yeah.
Tiffany. Hi,
yeah.
I'm Tiffany.
Tiff for short.
Yeah.
Tiff.
Hey, Tiff.
But I'm a high power woman. I don't call you by your nickname. I call you by your full name.
Okay.
Tiffany?
Your mother gave you.
Yo, Lida just hit a note with that. Okay.
Tiffany, can you get in here, please?
Yes. Okay. Hello, I'm here. I'm Tiffany.
I need you to run to Home Depot real quick. I need you to buy a shovel, a wheelbarrow, bleach, zip ties, and a tarp, and I don't want you to answer any questions if they ask you about it.
Okay, did you want the Home Depot on Melrose or Buena Vista?
Both.
So,
I need two of each. Thank you. Don't ask questions. Goodbye.
Okay,
goodbye.
I'll be back. Oh my God. Wow. Okay, I really like that.
Thank you.
You made that dark.
I did.
That was exciting.
So that's exactly what I did.
Shit, did you really?
Yes, I said help me cover up a murder.
Oh,
so
my God.
You went same.
Oh,
thing.
Mine's like
that
totally.
Really, that does
no,
not
I knew
surprise.
I knew yours was going to be like cute, and I like literally couldn't think. Like I thought for so long about this, and all I could think of was help to cover up a murder.
Yeah.
Obviously, when I think of a personal assistant, I obviously go straight to who's going to get me something at Dunkin' Donuts.
That's not a crazy request, though.
No.
I agree with that. So that's why I only put that as part of my crazy request.
Okay, do you want to role play?
We're going to role play. Okay. And your name's Craig. You're my personal assistant.
Yo, what's up?
Nice. I like that. And I'm Karen, and I'm just a goblin bitch. Okay.
What do you want me to call you, though?
I want you to call me fucking Karen. Craig.
Do you want Madam Karen?
My name
your
is
Highness?
Fucking Karen, Craig.
Hey, Karen.
Okay. Hi, Craig. You're late already. It is 9:03, and your time to be here is 9:01.
That's because I set your clocks back.
Well, we're already late, and you don't have anything I need for today. So I need you to get started. I need you to get me 3 large Dunkin' Donuts iced coffees. I want cream, sugar, a little bit of the hazelnut, do about 70% French vanilla flavoring, and then I want 2 macchiatos on the side. Get me 4 dozen glazed donuts. I want a couple, maybe 3, only 3 blueberry donut holes. Do you know what holes look like? I don't think you do. You'll figure it out. Just ask the person at the register. God, what you're up. So stupid. I also think when you come in each day, I want you to start using more words that
I'm just going to come out and say it. Last week you said you're on a diet, so I'm getting mixed signals.
Okay, I don't want you to ever come to me with any personal problems. I know you're on a diet. I see that, Craig. Your name, Craig, implies that you're a little overweight, but we get it. But I mean, going forward, Craig, I need you to use more words with Z in our normal conversation.
I'm
Can you start with that right now?
Yeah. I'll be right back.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I need you to double on it. Okay, thank you. Caitlin, what was your request?
Okay.
And what's the and who's your assistant's name? Yo, Emily's dying.
So who's my assistant? Is Lida supposed to be my assistant in this?
Yeah,
point?
Yeah. I need you to give Lida a name. Lida's a perfect assistant. Mm-hmm.
Courtney,
actually. Okay.
What's up? It's Courtney.
Yeah. And I'm like.
What's your name? Yeah.
So my name, it would be Kiki. I knew it. So I'm going to go by Kiki, and this basic ass white bitch is going to be
Courtney.
I went
on like Kiki.
Yeah, I hate my boss. No, it's funny.
Kiss my ass and my anus because it's finally yes. famous. And it, you guys know that yes, Nikki verse?
Yes, yes. I was about to start throwing it down with you.
An anus kiss is exactly what I need right now, though.
Okay. Oh. You can ask your personal assistant that.
That's her request.
No.
Courtney's busy.
No, that bitch is not busy. I pay your salary, honey.
Okay, Kiki, what do you need from Courtney?
Okay, so I need you to drive me to the mall.
Wow.
That's it? Just to the mall?
Kiki never got her driver's license.
What do you need to buy at the mall?
Nah, bitch, I just hate driving. I'll make you do it.
Cool.
And also, bitch, I'm going to need you to pick out the music that I want to hear, and you're going to have to guess what the fuck I want to hear. And if you don't do it right, every time you get the wrong song, then your paycheck get deducted $10.
Is this still Kiki the woman?
Yes, baby, yes. My voice gets a little bit hoarse in the afternoon.
Kiki, where are you from?
What accent was that?
There have been so many accents.
I was originally, listen. Shut the fuck up.
Were you originally from downtown Atlanta and then you went into Kansas?
No. I'm from Brooklyn. Oh my but God. I moved
Brooklyn,
down.
She moved to
down.
Atlanta and then went to Kansas.
We ain't in Atlanta. No, Kiki moved down to North Carolina, Asheville, for about 20 years before she came down here south, yo.
His accent is all over the place.
Because that's what I'm saying. I came from Brooklyn, and then I went to, North Carolina, and that shit was too whack. So then I moved down to the ATL.
You know what, Kiki? I'm going to drive you to the mall, and we're going to pick up a Rosetta Stone, and we're going to go over it together.
Wait, can
I
ask
need to learn how to type?
An English Rosetta Stone?
Absolutely, yes.
I ain't trying to learn how to type, bitch.
It's not for typing.
I'm just trying to jam. I'm trying to jam on the way to the mall,
this is for
bitch.
Basic English.
Hey, Courtney, just play Rosetta Stone and say it's music. She'll start jamming
just
out.
Just listen to it. It's soothing.
It's soothing.
But also take notes.
This is Rihanna's new album. Hello. 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 Well, who did
you
think?
Did you guys not like my accent?
Who did? Well, great, good. Oh my
like
God,
is a
crazy.
Word.
Who did you think had the greatest request? I thought Emily's was pretty aggressive.
I didn't even get mine in
because you're not that creative.
Mine was just.
Do you still want to do yours?
No, it's okay.
Yeah, do it. Let's do it.
Can I ask a question? This is kind of personal.
Yeah.
Do you feel like Emily stole your thunder?
I do. Yeah. I absolutely do.
I'm
like everything else. Oh,
that body
Caitlin.
I needed you to help
so
me hide
Caitlin's
is the body
munching
of
away. Caitlin's munching away on some almonds, and I think everybody can hear every crunch.
I'm supposed to eat in microphones.
Okay, well, guess what? We are at the end of the podcast. I don't have anything else to talk about. I know it did. It was fun, right? The very first episode of Going Gold. Did you have a good time?
More like going
do you guys
platinum.
Know what I can't wait for?
Thanks, girl.
What?
You know what? I kind of want you guys. Can you guys give yourself a plug? Tell people where
Caitlin
they can find you on Instagram and social
something.
Media. What are you excited about, Caitlin?
I'm really excited. Like, for us, like, look back on this after we've done this a few times and like laugh at this like rookie ass like.
I could not agree more. I feel like I was amateur as fuck.
Someone told me last.
Caitlin, can you stop cussing, please?
There's like
did I just cuss,
cussing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That was me.
Yeah, no.
But you guys go ahead and plug your Instagram. Where can people find you? Facebook, Instagram, in case we ever get a following.
Yeah.
Okay. Follow me at BELL_CATT, and that is Caitlin, aka Kiki.
Is that on Instagram?
Yeah, that's Instagram.
Work. What about you, Lida? What, Emily? That's on to you.
I don't think anybody would do it. So.
Okay, well, my Instagram is Jake's Colin, JakesCallin. That's Instagram, Snapchat. Facebook, I'm probably just some white dude named Jake. I hope you guys enjoyed listening. Follow us up next week when we find out what Lady Gaga actually performed at the Super Bowl and what new music came out Friday. Bye, you guys.